Hello everyone, it's definitely been a minute. Before anything else, happy International Women's Day. I know I've not been as consistent as I should. My apologies and please bear with me. I'm working on being back for your listening pleasure in due time. I mean, like fully, quote and unquote, not like this popping in I'm doing right now. Thank you for your support as always, and please bear with me. So like we all know, today is International Women's Day. Cheers to all the women! And on today's episode, I will be doing a spoken word, which I'm dedicating to every woman out there, irrespective of your age, your skin color, your status, or what have you. And if you're a man listening in, I'm dedicating this to the woman in your life. So feel free to click the share button and send to every one of them. I plan to voice a poem which I wrote 3 years ago for International Women's Day that year, but I was inspired to pen this down, and that is what I'm going to be voicing. So sit back, enjoy. Choose to challenge. Choose to challenge the voices that say you can't, that discourage you from daring to dream, that deprive you of the platform to pursue and actualize. Choose to challenge the worldview that you aren't pretty enough, experienced enough, young or old enough. A society that makes you feel unsafe to leave, to move, to be. That blames the victim. That rewards you poorly for all you put in. That subtly declares, it's everyone's world but yours. Choose to challenge whatever makes you uncomfortable, threatens your well-being, dishonors you, undermines your potential. Choose to challenge the pressure to be perfect, to meet certain standards of success, to accept blame for everything not going right in your personal life, which, well, isn't so personal. From no eligible suitor to delayed conception, to a child with a mind of his or her own. Remind them that it takes two to tango. But principally, miracles take time. Like I have, you may ask, with what privilege, what status, what influence, what system do I challenge? If you have disadvantages, by all means employ. And if all you have is your story, by all means share. That you did it against all odds. That you were beat down but didn't stay bowed. That no one believed in, let alone supported you. But you cheered yourself on and proved the naysayers wrong. Loud it that you're proud to be a daughter, a wife, a mother. Yet before any of this, you are first human, and you have the right to choose. I hope you gain something from that. You have the right to choose. You're strong. Your voice can do so much more than you can imagine. Before I go, I'll be leaving with this quote by actor and activist Emma Watson. She said, I think women are scared of feeling powerful and strong and brave sometimes. There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's not the absence of fear. It's overcoming it. And sometimes, you just have to blast through and have faith. That hit home. It's not that we can't, but sometimes we entertain doubt, fears, and they hold us back. I hope that we can be encouraged by this, and amidst whatever it is that has been holding us back or holding us down, we will get up and run. And that's it for today, my fellow nurturer. And until next time, when I'll be coming your way and blessing you with my voice once again, always remember that you have the capacity to love, to groom, to nurture, and that, of course, nurture starts with you. Bye!